Chapter 2. The Dresses Game. After Peggy and Maddie stopped feeling like intruders in a class that had already begun, they looked across the room and noticed that Wanda was not in her seat. Furthermore, her desk was dusty and looked as though she hadn't been there yesterday either. Come to think of it, they hadn't seen her yesterday. They had waited for her a little while, but had forgotten about her when they reached school. They often waited for Wanda Petronsky to have fun with her. Wanda lived way up on Boggins Heights, and Boggins Heights was no place to live. It was a good place to go and pick wildflowers in the summer, but you always held your breath till you got safely past Old Man Svensson's yellow house. People in the town said Old Man Svensson was no good. He didn't work, and worse still, his house and yard were disgracefully dirty, with rusty tin cans strewn about and even an old straw hat. He lived alone with his dog and his cat. No wonder, said the people of the town. Who would live with him? And many stories circulated about him. And the stories were the kind that made people scurry past his house, even in broad daylight, and hope not to meet him. Beyond Svensson's, there were a few small, scattered frame houses, and in one of these, Wanda Petronsky lived with her father and her brother Jake. Wanda Petronsky. Most of the children in room 13 didn't have names like that. They had names easy to say, like Thomas, Smith, or Alan. There was one boy named Bounce, Willie Bounce, and people thought that was funny, but not funny in the same way that Petronsky was. Wanda didn't have any friends. She came to school alone and went home alone. She always wore a faded blue dress that didn't hang right. It was clean, but it looked as though it had never been ironed properly. She didn't have any friends, but a lot of girls talked to her. They waited for her under the maple trees on the corner of Oliver Street, or they surrounded her in the schoolyard as she stood watching some little...